And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. Michigan laws require all dogs 4 months or older to be licensed in the county where the owner resides. And the only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is the general time when counties sell a license for a dog. The cost varies from county to county in the Thumb, as well as the cost by gender. There is a cost for male, female, and senior dogs. And there's a price for dogs that are neutered and spayed as a way to help control unwanted puppies. To find out more, you can contact your county treasurer's office. And police are warning parents about a group called 764 that is reportedly targeting children and teens online. The network uses gaming platforms, social media, and messaging apps to contact potential victims, often posing as peers to gain trust. Officers say the group moves conversations to private apps and may manipulate or threaten victims into sharing explicit content. Platforms most commonly exploited include Minecraft, Roblox, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, Kick, and Steam. And authorities advise parents to watch for warning signs such as sign secrecy with devices, emotional changes related to online interactions, new and unknown online friends, or anxiety about shared photos. Suspected cases of exploitation can be reported to the NCMEC Cyber Tip Line, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or local law enforcement. And authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who is discovered deceased on February 14, 2016. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for February 15th, or today, to help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And Aspire Rural Health System, in partnership with the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will offer free heart health screenings for teens ages 13 to 19 on Saturday, March 14th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hills and Dales Healthcare in Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, and electrocardiogram, with a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate results and order an echocardiogram if needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. Sudden cardiac death remains the top cause of death among young athletes, and organizers say the 30-minute screenings can identify potentially life-threatening heart abnormalities before symptoms can even appear. Since the program began in 2011, more than 4,500 Michigan teens have been screened, with 169 heart conditions detected, including 49 cases considered life-saving findings. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, a Flushing High School senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teens due to limited space and complete required paperwork in advance. Registration information is available at aspirerhs.org/teenheartscreening. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.